Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
No, let's just go with the last 3 years. Mm. Do you feel like there are games where he is disengaged in the last 3 years?
In the last 3 years, no. I don't. And right. Also, that's tough. That's tough because, and I'm not saying you or anybody else, I'm not even saying just for De'Aaron Fox, just look at these people might say the same thing about Paul George. Just because it doesn't look the way you want it to look doesn't mean he's disengaged. So I try to stay away from that personally because you don't know. You don't know. Like, he could be a person, like we talk about Keegan all the time, right? Like, Keegan don't necessarily look like he's always engaged. But Keegan also said, like, he had to learn, because he was such a hothead, that this is how I control not going overboard, just looking stoic.
So maybe I phrased the question the wrong way. So I'll try again. And have you ever watched De'Aaron and felt like he was disengaged? I'm not asking you if De'Aaron Fox was disengaged. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you if he didn't care about the game. I'm asking you, have you ever watched him and thought, he doesn't look into this game?
In the last 3 years, no. Okay. Earlier, before that?
All right.
Before that?
That doesn't count. Years don't count.
Yeah, but
we were all disengaged.
Not in the last 3 years. I haven't felt that way about him. And that was a criticism that I had of him before the Mike Brown tenure. But I feel like he's been locked in for the most part. There was a game specifically I remember being at where he took like 12 shots in a game and they lost to the Clippers. I want to say it was around New Year's or something like that.
Before Mike?
Yeah, Mike, man. And I was like, this guy, I don't even want to be out here. And I remember I was backstage and his dad.
Well, Buddy took 97 shots that game, so.
Marvin was there too.
Well,
was there too.
To be clear, I'm not mad at De'Aaron. Like, I understand.
But, I hadn't felt that way. Were there times when I would have hoped you'd been more aggressive? Absolutely. I can't say that. Absolutely. But disengaged, I haven't felt that way about him in a long time.
Okay. Fair enough then. I'll stand by what I said the other day. De'Aaron is the only player he's the only person keeping De'Aaron from being a top 15 player. Mm. This old Brett screwed Brett thing. That's what it is. Like, De'Aaron is the only person keeping himself from being a top 15 player or whatever.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want him traded. I think he's incredible. I either want him to recognize what he is, which is a top player in this entire league, or let the front office be open to moving him.
Yeah. And I don't want him traded either, but when we were talking about that stuff the other day, maybe it's just an assumption and I'm just reading tea leaves too much, but I'm like, if they losing again, you're not going to want to stay. So you need to start preparing yourself and start thinking about things that you.
Let's address that for a second. I don't, with all due respect, I don't know who Chris Davis is. I think that was his name.
Yeah.
I don't know who that person is or what he does for a living, but he, and I don't know that King's Twitter bought this at all, but he.
No, we just kind of.
I got it from Trista, where Trista was like, who the hell is this guy? I was like, nobody. Like, everything this is multiple accounts to D'Lo and KC. De'Aaron, Rich, Clutch, no one has asked, insinuated, or brought up any sort of get De'Aaron Fox out of Sacramento now or this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
That has not happened.
Right.
With all due respect to Chris Davis's
Yeah, I don't know, man. Got to check the sources, Chris. I'm not saying I don't know.
He might not even be a person.
That's why. There's been a lot of Twitter over the years where it's like a blank white background and the guy in a suit, and they tweet like around trade time. Like, I'm like 99% sure Chris Davis is not a real person.
I'm kind of with Jesse. Like, I don't think he's real.
Chris Davis.
And I didn't think anything of it when Kamara sent it to us, because it's like, Kamara, man, you're at Disneyland Paris. Like, leave it. Like, stop it. But when Trista sent it, I was like, all right.
Yeah, if they got a suit on, it's a blank background in the back, just keep scrolling.
Just
that's the general rule. Like, come on.
If they have their handle really big on the graphic that they made, just ignore it.
Now I'm curious. I got to go see Chris Davis again.
Well, look at the Kamara thread. Yeah, it's in there.
That's where I'm going right now, Chris Davis. Let me see what he... Come on, man. Chris Davis, don't... Chris Davis report. Let me pull him up on my Twitter here. You guys talk so much.
Like, I could pull some dude's picture off LinkedIn and do this and create a Twitter account.
That's a good job. Jesse went to LinkedIn to pull the account. That's good work right there.
He's verified. He's got almost $5,000.
He pays $8 a month. Yeah. Well,
just keep in mind, the verification now is that's a severe downgrade, because it means you pay monthly for Twitter.
Let me see some of his other tweets here.
And unless you're a company, don't do that.
He's got a Jonathan Kuminga tweet. He's got a Jakob Poeltl tweet.
Wow. Okay.
Bruce Brown trade buzz. I don't know.
All right.
I'm not buying.
And we got an Anthony Edwards. His future in Minnesota is becoming questionable.
Well, yeah. Wait a minute. December 22nd, he starts tweeting. His last tweet before that was September 18th. What kind of insider are you?
Yeah, no, this is not a real person.
And then I think that's all his tweets. You guys got chatty housed.
I don't know that the chatty house got chatty housed. But
Kamara's part of the chatty house.
Well,
if you saw that tweet, Kamara, thought, hey, that's pretty interesting. You got chatty housed.
No, for a lawyer, Kamara really falls for a lot of stuff on Twitter. Like, the amount of dumb stuff he sends to the group text where it's like, Kamara, this isn't real. Like, what are you doing?
If that tweet made you feel a certain way, then you got chatty housed.
I'm trying to think. Somebody else might have got chatty housed.
Uh-huh.
I remember seeing something. I'll tell you guys in the group chat.
It happens. It happens.
You guys in the group chat.
Chris Davis, give me a break. A baseball player.
I'm dying. He said he pulled his picture off of LinkedIn.
No, I'm saying that's how you do it. You can pull some guy's picture off of LinkedIn. I can start a rumor account tomorrow.
It's crazy how many like algorithm type accounts there are that like are passed off as insiders. Like, there's an NFL guy,
Dove.
Yeah, that's not a human.
No, yeah, they say he sold his account. That's just some guy tweeting stuff now.
That's crazy. I ain't gonna
say
the person got chatty house. Well,
come on with it.
I ain't gonna say that. I'm just saying a little too much answering involved. A little too much
thought going on.
Wait a second.
Send it in the group and let me know where to look.
What is going on here?
I have an idea.
Say names. What is the problem?
Hold on, I'll just say it, man. It just
hold on, I want to see if where I'm going first is where
oh,
it
no.
is.
Oh no.
Okay, no, it's not.
Damn
Go
it.
Ahead.
Well,
who are we talking about here?
You talking about Chris? He responded to Chris Davis?
Well, no, it was somebody who it was basically a public version of Kamara. So someone sent that to him.
Oh,
it was like, what you think?
Oh.
And then it was just too long of a dialogue for me.
Yeah.
too long of a dialogue.
Oh, man.
Sorry, guys. Should have played elevator music during that time.
No, throw it in the group chat.
It is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he just sent it. He just sent it.
Wow. All right.
Oh man.
Good stuff. Right. In conclusion, we just hijacked this whole segment. I do think it's whack that they're not having a press conference, or at least a scrum. You don't have to have a press conference. But Monty or Vivek should answer some questions.
Well, I did love the one, and I'm just putting a couple of different things together here, so forgive me if I'm wrong. I love the idea that Vivek was ducking the Mavericks game. Guess who's back courtside? Now, guys, I'm pretty sure Vivek was on vacation.
Vivek, I don't know if this is accurate or not, but isn't there a video of him on a beach playing football?
Playing one-on-one, he's running routes.
Vivek Jefferson.
Oh, man. Come on,
Vivek
Uncle V.
Moss.
Come on, Uncle V.
My man was getting a nice little tan and everything, man. He wasn't worried.
He hit him with a stutter and go 2-on-1.
He did. He got Angela Lee with it.
Hey.
And Trips was the quarterback.
Triple H out there on passes.
Triple H Lamb out there. All-time QB. We'll come back. We'll come back. Devin Carter made his G League debut. It looks like his debut for the Sacramento Kings is pretty close. What's that mean? We'll talk about it and what other rumors are out there that are involving Devin Carter. It's Dylan and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Hold on, where is the Vivek route running at?
I forgot where I saw it.
Kingsmuse might have had it, I think.
I think it was Kingsmuse, yeah.
The tweet was kind of tough. Because Kingsmuse's tweet was like, Kings are in shambles and Vivek is like playing football on the beach right now.
Kingsmuse has had it with the Kings.
No, I don't blame
he
him.
He has had it.
Well, he said, hey, man, Doug is off to a good start and knows how much this city team means to us. He's coming around. DC got him coming around.
Well, I guess it was a rough 72 hours.
Well, it was.
Yeah. It was not a good few days to be a Kings person.
No, it was a mess.
I felt like every coach in the league was lighting him up.
One of them needs to settle down. That's just my own personal beef.
Pause. Go ahead. Get your hatred.
It's not a topic. We already talked about it. Michael Malone, just settle down. And then that old geezer George Karl needs to shut his mouth.
George is just a miserable. Trying to find a tweet from maybe a day or two ago on Kingsmuse account is just not at all the move to make. Just not going to happen. I'm gonna scroll for about another 20 minutes to see if I can find it. And then I'm just going to have to check out.
Might have also been someone other than Kingsmuse too.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where I saw that thing. I had to look and see. Am I seeing
that
think, right?
I don't think. Well, I can't search for Vivek because God knows what will come up if I do that.
That will not be a nice search.
Yeah, so maybe I can. I don't know if searching Vivek running routes will. No. What if I search Vivek football?
Vivek running
I looked up
routes
Vivek
is
Beach.
Hilarious.
What you found it on Vivek?
No,
Beach?
I looked up Vivek Beach.
No,
I'm
no,
looking.
Nothing. I can't find Vivek football.
Man.
No,
trips. All right.
No,
maybe this was scrubbed from the internet, like Jordan Crawford dunking on LeBron that one time.
That was scrubbed from the internet.
It happens. Devin Carter's G League debut was not scrubbed from the internet. He had Kings fans buzzing. He had them a little excited, and he had quite the debut in the G League. Yeah, actually, at the Golden One Center in front of a capacity crowd.
He was cooking. He was really cooking. And
sarcasm, by the way, it wasn't a capacity crowd.
You know, I'm not sure about Devin Carter, like his game and stuff like that. Like I think he's a fine ball player, but I don't know, like, how he fits and all this other stuff, but
he fits fine as long as one of the other guards is gone, at the very least.
Yeah. What if does he fit on this team if nobody leaves? I think he does.
The insiders were talking about earlier.
Walk me through it.
If he takes anyone's minutes, it's probably Keon's.
Well,
nah.
I have a – okay.
I'm not saying that.
Why wouldn't he take Kevin?
That's what I'm thinking. You cut into Kevin's minutes.
or just cut him out.
That could happen
just,
too.
Just eliminate him.
That could happen too. I had a thought. I was talking to Jesse about it and trying to think of like why they weren't able to make a move for Kevin Huerter or trading Kevin Huerter or something mm-hmm. like that. I'm not going to go back on what I said in the summer. I was all for giving him an opportunity coming off the bench. That's what I thought. Looks like it's wrong. Like he hasn't been able to, you know, turn his time here. It was wrong. But at the time I said, hey, let's see what he can do off the bench. I think he could be a good bench guy.
Mm-hmm.
When it was kind of clear, like that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things everybody talks about with the Kings is the depth. Depth. I'm not sure how 2-for-1 helps that. Because they always talk about Trey Lyles and... Sorry, radio audience.
Shout out to the local guy.
We've got the video. Look at him.
We have.
Oh!
There's the snap. Oh, the stutter step! Why does Jeremy throw like that? Hold on, watch. The stutter step. Oh!
Ball should be out right now.
Yeah, what is he holding to the ball? Oh, why is he throwing the ball so timidly?
Timing down.
Watch the back. Watch him hit it with the.
Okay. They're out there in Cabo.
Look at the kid walking by like, is that Vivek Ranadive?
He's like, is that Jeremy Lamb?
It's impossible to go to the beach with the football though, not run routes.
Hit him with the.
Shout out.
I see you.
What
they call him, Vivek Ocho Cinco.
Do we think the pass was completed?
Bryce said Jeremy Lamb holding the ball out there like he's Tua.
All right, let's relax because one of our quarterbacks still has a chance to make the playoffs this week. So let's relax.
Oh, man. Damn, Tua.
My quarterback didn't throw a game-ending interception last week.
He did it a couple weeks ago.
Well, not last week.
Who the Dolphins play?
The New York Aaron Rodgers.
They're gonna do great.
And what's the
Carson Wentz? If you're listening, if you're out there, Carson Wentz, if you're listening, you are my only hope.
And how does this work?
If the Chiefs win and Dolphins win, then Dolphins make playoffs.
They got it over Cincinnati.
So just basically Broncos lose, Dolphins in, and we're golden.
It's so funny, man.
I've been waiting for this team to die for about a month and a half, and we're still here.
I love the conversation that's happening right now because you've got to win games, man. And Josh Allen has won the games. He's had the moments to be the MVP. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, Lamar, he's got great numbers, but I don't know. This 8-8 Joe Burrow, though. My goodness.
I haven't heard that one.
You haven't heard Joe Burrow for MVP?
Yeah, I've seen that a lot. That's also going to be the guy that gets to the playoffs. They're really
Chiefs. Of course, a lot of them do the caveat. If he gets this team into the playoffs this week, he deserves to be in the MVP conversation.
I mean, he doesn't, but he's been phenomenal this year.
He's been phenomenal, but you're not going to be 9-8 and be the league MVP.
No, you're not. He doesn't even.
And then you're
going to
use the argument that Lamar has 5 losses versus Allen's 2.
Yeah, no, he don't even need to be in the conversation. And I think Joe Burrow's been fantastic, but we could just leave it at he's been fantastic. We don't need to put him in a conversation.
Also, no. Lamar might need to be MVP.
I don't disagree with that at all.
You might need to. Wins are great, but
he is stupid in every statistical category.
He's beating them in every category, right? Except I think rushing touchdowns.
Rushing touchdowns, yeah.
But everything else goes to Lamar.
But I think he still hasn't beaten total touchdowns. Josh, the rushing might put him over the top.
Josh has
total touchdowns because he has like 11. Mm-hmm. Lamar has like 4 or 5. A rushing touchdown.
I feel like, doesn't Lamar have like 40 passing touchdowns?
Mm-hmm.
How's that possible?
He might have him. He might have him in total touchdowns.
How's that possible? He can't play quarterback.
Good wide receiver.
It should have been a cornerback maybe.
It's an insane thing.
It's a hell of a...
He's got quick feet.
It's a hell of a race though. Because both of those guys...
That's a hell of a way of putting it. He's got 39. You know what it is, man? It's the 39-4.
Mm-hmm.
Man's thrown 4 interceptions this year.
Both of those guys have been great this year. I was a guy that, you know, wasn't necessarily always sold on Josh Allen and
28-6 might be the same number. Might be 39 each.
Mm.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be it, because it would be 39 total for him and 43 total for Lamar.
Mm, there you go. There you go.
And only 6 interceptions. That's impressive.
And like I said, I was questionable. I had some questions about Josh Allen as far as when you talk about like being MVP caliber coming into the season. And he's blown them all away. Like, he's been great this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's won outside of the Baltimore game. He's won all the big games and the big opportunities.
Won that Kansas City game.
Yeah, man. He's been great. He is deserving of the MVP if he gets it. But I also think Lamar is deserving as well. If I had to make a vote.
Or cast a vote?
Cast a vote.
Oh, make a vote. Probably, you can make it if you want to.
I'd probably go Lamar.
We got
to go Lamar, but it's tough. It's tough. It really is.
We got a call to the front desk from TC, not coming on the air, because he's second time caller, but he wants to know if you think that Brock Purdy would be in the MVP running since Burrow's not. I think this TC might be turning on Brock Purdy too.
Does he think Brock?
What? He wants to know if you think Brock Purdy would be in the MVP, should be in the MVP race. I think he's turning on Brock Purdy here. Yeah.
No, absolutely not. And I don't.
He thought you would say yes.
I don't know why he's throwing.
Talking about?
Why is he throwing shade at Brock Purdy?
I don't know. I think this is the beginning of a heel turn, though.
Come on, man.
TC. Well, he just needs to get away from Kyle.
I don't think TC likes the 49ers.
I don't think he does either.
Remember Joe, that one guy Joe that would call in, the Mac Jones Joe, I think?
Yeah, yeah,
and he
yeah.
was a Niners fan too, but he's like, yeah, Mac Jones is better than, was it, Trey Lance?
Trey Lance, yeah.
Brock Purdy, who's...
Everybody died on that hill. Everyone is just gone and passed away.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, that was...
We were all wrong. Tough.
Brock Purdy, whose season I think is over. I think they announced that he's not playing on Sunday. He shouldn't.
Yeah.
People have talked about how his season went and how he was exposed and all this other stuff. I don't think he was as good as last year, where he was a top 3 MVP candidate. But I think people kind of, and I watched this season, like, he had some bad interceptions. He didn't always play great. Like, he had a down year. But I think people kind of overblow, like, what the season was. 38-64, 20 touchdowns, 12 picks, 67.8 QBR.
38-64, that was the yards?
Mm-hmm. In 15 games. That is good enough for eighth in the
I was going to say, Lamar's 39-55. I don't remember Josh's exact number, but it was in the 37.
Josh is, I think I got that here. Where is Josh? Josh is 37-31.
Okay.
I think Brock is a $50 to $55 million quarterback.
Brock was pretty good this year. I'll say he was pretty good. He wasn't great. I thought last year he was great. He wasn't great this year. He was pretty good though. And they had, I mean, you could probably do this about a bunch of different teams, but they had a lot of self-inflicted missteps in some of these late games, the Rams game. Also, it's like when you talk about like a guy winning you a game, look at the Rams game, the first one in L.A. I mean, the guy, he made the throw. Now, you could say, he missed it. You got to make another throw. All right, well, okay. But he made the throw. That throw was going to get him in the field goal range. They were up 10. Jake Moody missed a Jake Moody missed a field goal that would have put him up 10. Like, it's not all on Brock's fault. He wasn't able to overcome some of the stuff that happened, but it wasn't all on his fault. I thought he was pretty good this year, considering all his good players were gone most of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, they put up a nice little fight in a completely meaningless game for everybody involved against Detroit for a while.
And Detroit, that was – I watched that game, and I said, Detroit is not going to the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Because the 49ers have struggled on offense, in the red zone, all this other stuff. They're going through the lines like hot knife through butter.
Mm.
So if the Niners could never score in the red zone. They scored. They were like 3 of 4 in the red zone, or 3 of 3 in the red zone against the Lions. I know the Lions got a dynamic offense, but yeah, it's not gonna happen. And it's no fault of their own. Their whole like first team defense got hurt. Like, I'm not even saying like it was bad planning. Like, they're playing with second stringers. But if they don't win that game against Minnesota to get the first round bye and home field throughout, they may be out in the first round.
Man, what a heel turn this is on Detroit.
Well, I mean, everybody heard. Everybody heard. True.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just fascinated looking at Lamar's numbers. They just absolutely blow out his previous MVP.
Really?
Years. Yeah.
So is it like, isn't that what happened with Giannis when he didn't win it?
Mm-hmm. I think it happened. I think it happened twice.
Be, it might be happening now.
I think it happened. Oh, it's absolutely happening now.
He's going crazy.
I think it's happened. I think it's happened twice.
It feels like it's happened every year since he won his last MVP.
Pretty much. Goodness gracious. What a season Lamar, Burrow, and Josh Allen are having. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think my vote would go to Lamar, too.
I think so, too.
I get the moments thing, and Josh had a couple of them, and that one against Kansas City was huge.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with anybody voting for Josh.
Tony Romo said that Lamar's already got two, so we got to get one to Josh.
Oh, that's your boy.
Look,
that's your boy.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's your
Tony
boy.
Romo.
Yeah, that's your boy, man. Go ahead. That's his logic.
That's not how this award works, Tony. Jacob says no love for Saquon. No, I think Saquon was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I am perfectly okay with Saquon not playing Sunday.
Yeah.
He's 101 yards away from Eric Dickerson's record. And I get this is just kind of how it goes. Kind of needed him to break it on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now it's like, it's your record. There's no, you don't have to put an asterisk next to it. There's nothing. Right. There's 14 game records. There's 16 game records, all of that. This is just going to be a thing moving forward, but it's fine.
I was going to say, I feel like we can't buy into that because it's like, in that case, like the real rushing leader is OJ. Dickerson Burke broke his in 15 games.
No, like, I get it.
Like I feel like this is what the season is, that's the record.
No, for sure. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
I was just hoping he would break it last week. That's all.
Yeah.
You could put him in the conversation. I mean, did Derrick Henry rush for 2,000?
I feel like he did.
Yeah, I think he got 2,000.
Yeah.
And he's, like, besides AP, he's the only one that did Adrian Peterson. He's the only one that did it, right? Because Adrian Peterson won the MVP basically because he rushed 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
I don't remember who else did it after Adrian Peterson, except I thought Derrick Henry did it.
Chris Johnson ran for 2,000 one year, too, no?
Ooh.
Did he?
Might have been 2,000.
Oh, gross. He might have. Yeah.
CJ 2K.
That's a name right there.
Yeah, shout out to those.
That's a name that you had to be there.
Like, I'm trying to remember.
Reese won't understand how cold Chris Johnson was for like 2.5 years.
Chris Johnson was like one of the best running backs in the league, if not the best.
I have one name in my head, and it seems ridiculous, so I'm going to look before I say it out loud. He had a nice little run, but nothing crazy.
Okay. Who you thinking?
I couldn't remember the phenomenon of Peyton Hillis.
Mm.
Like how
Peyton Hillis,
he ran for 1,000 and it felt like 2,000.
That's facts.
Peyton Hillis, he ran for like 895.
Oh, and they put him on the Madden cover.
No, he ran for 1177.
Jeez,
come on, man. Yo, that's crazy.
And we got a Madden cover out of it.
That's crazy, and was ass after that.
Peyton Hillis might be the most absurd one-hit wonder in NFL history.
That was insane. Shout out to Peyton Hillis, though. He ain't hurt nobody. He just played the game. It wasn't his fault.
Oh, plot twist.
What do we have here?
CJ did it before Adrian Peterson. He did it in 2009. Adrian Peterson did it in 2012. And only Derrick Henry, until Saquon Barkley, has rushed for 2,000 yards since Adrian Peterson won the MVP doing that.
Shout out Chris Johnson. We'll always tell you a legend on this show.
We will. CJ2K.
2,006 yards in 2009, Chris Johnson ran for. 2012, Adrian Peterson won the award running for 2,097. And then Derrick Henry ran for 2,027 in 2020.
I joke a little bit, but what CJ's run was what?
It was like three years max. 3 years max, I think.
Or he was that dude?
Let's see. Because we honor players like Chris Johnson here on this show.
We do.
I think we're underselling him a little bit. He ran for 1228 his rookie year, 2006. That was 2006. That was his second year. 1364, 1047, 1243, 1077. Had a bad year with the Jets. Imagine that, running 663. And then his last good year, he ran 814 yards in 11 games.
Chris Johnson out of Tennessee? Like college?
He went to
East Carolina.
I don't think he went to the university.
Give me that point, please.
Count it.
What the hell? What? Stop it.
Jesse's starting,
in the lead.
Starting a year with a win.
I'm in the lead, by the way, 3-1.
That's not.
I think that's true.
That's accurate.
3-1 is my record.
No, it's not.
I think
your record
is
2-3.
2-3. Wow, that's embarrassing.
No, it's not. I'm not.
You've lost two games to Jesse one to Kyle.
I'm not under 500.
You're 2-3, sir. You've lost two to Jesse and one to Kyle.
And actually, to be honest with you, I don't think I lost two to Jesse. But it
you don't.
Really,
what do you mean?
What are you talking about? It's in the record.
If we got three people involved, the loss should be out on everybody's. It should just be who gets the most.
Listen, pal, we're just
you're the one up here telling lies about your record. If you want to tell the record in
that second loss, I don't know about.
We're just looking for some accountability at the podium here, pal.
Tell me what happened.
Look, it doesn't matter what happens.
See?
It's not going to make anyone feel better.
See?
We should get rid of the losses. Wins only.
Okay. You have two wins. Jesse has two wins. Kyle has one win.
Well,
do you feel better?
Expansion draft. Yeah.
See, well, now I feel worse. I want the losses out there.
Don't you have the same amount of losses?
You're also 2-3. This show is...
It's bad. It's fine. It's still fine. If I'm in the dumps, I want them to know Casey's in there with me.
0 days with no nonsense on this program.
Bro, it's been 0 hours.
That's fine. It all started with the Mike Brown firing show.
Oh, man.
What is going on here?
What were you doing when that happened? Were you, like, because I know I was chilling. I was getting ready. I was about to take Reese to basketball.
I had,
shave a little bit. And then all of a sudden, I get a text.
I had been moving all morning. I had just sat down. It's like, all right, I'm going to chill. I look. Shams' tweet comes in. And I kind of just like sat there like, do you go live? Like, what do we do? Like, everyone's supposed to be on break. So I kind of just sat there and made the decision before I text you guys, I'll do it. Like, I'm going to go live. I'm going to send the message, but I'm going to go live. So I hit the station chat. Anyone want to stream? And then I just went on. I figured we're going to have something because I already knew I was a little agitated by I was agitated by De'Aaron's press conference. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, OK, I've had my feelings for a while about De'Aaron. Let's just go talk about him. Let's go talk and we'll work through all of this as the stream is rolling. So I grabbed the bottle of Uncle Nearest, grabbed the whiskey glass, went upstairs. And then I know you text, which I didn't see for hours. I know you text at some point, but because I was trying to do the Instagram thing, too, I couldn't respond on the phone. So it was just like, all right, let's KC jumped in. Kyle jumped in. James eventually jumped in. Trista, Will, just a variety of people. Bryce joined from Disneyland. Manny from Costco.
Manny was cross his two sticks.
We had callers. We had people. They just couldn't figure out that they had to unmute their stream to join us.
Good job, man. That was much needed at that time.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was tough. I really wanted to keep. So the intent was we'll go like 20, 30 minutes, whatever. Then you join us. Like, all right, we'll just go 20 or 30 minutes together. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Kyle's like, hey, I want to jump in. And then it just became this thing where I had actually started to shut down after everyone had said, like, all right, I think Deuce and Mo are live, you know, go check them out. And then Trista jumps on, and I was like, TK's here. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
So I just sat and talked with Trista for 30 more minutes.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I listened to all
like
the way to the
12,000 people watched that stream.
Man. Yeah, that was a trip.
Shout out to Keegan Muse for, as soon as I said it, I was like, you better be prepared someone to cut that. And you gotta own it because you said it. And yeah, shout out to Keegan Muse because it's like a 500,000 views over there.
A lot of people were feeling that way and still feel that way. You know what I mean? So
again, I don't want De'Aaron Fox traded.
I don't either.
But if that's what he wants, then fine.
I'm not
gonna fight it.
I don't want him traded either. I think I even said it during that stream. If he wants to stay, by all means, you sign him.
Absolutely.
And we'll figure this thing out.
Yep.
There's even a part of me, I know it doesn't necessarily work that way, and you know maybe they go the AD route, but like I might just sign the contract. Like obviously try to make all NBA, but sign the extension. You can always ask for a trade, but you may not be like, what if they don't sign? What if they don't trade you in the summer? What if they make it bleed into the next season and then you can't get the extension?
Well, that's worse for the Kings. I mean, not worse. That's equally as bad for the Kings. Because either you let him walk for nothing, which would be...
Well, you ain't even got to let him walk for nothing. You trade him at the deadline or something like that.
Well, so the other thought is you're at minimal value at that point.
And that might be what I do. If I want him around, like, look, we'll trade
you. We've established you're probably the worst general manager in history.
We'll trade you. You ain't getting the extra year. I'll tell you that right now. So you either sign with us and you get the extra year, an extra, what, $50, $75 million or something like that?
I think it's more than that, but yeah, it's a lot.
Or
it's a lot.
We'll just hold on to you until you're not extension eligible, and then we'll trade you.
Mm.
What you want to do?
You're always trying to strong arm your players. You know that?
I got a business.
It's funny how pro player he is until he.
I don't think he's very pro player.
I got a business to run.
You know what's funny is how adamant he is about Mike being fired, but like 4 years later, he won't admit that Luke Walton should be fired.
Not even going to do it right now.
Luke Walton, it was time for him to go. It's time
well,
for him to go.
Members of your family certainly felt that way.
I hated when they did it last week, and I still really hate it today. But did the Kings make any progress by firing Mike Brown towards solving any issues? Yeah, or did they make a move to make
absolutely.
A move?
Yeah, like the thing is, though, if it was, it was an issue we're not privy to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I don't, like, there was something.
You fired someone, but it feels more to me on the outside like a scapegoat move more than anything. I don't know if there's progress made here.
Nah, I don't know if it's a scape. I don't know if it's a. I don't think Mike was a scapegoat. Whether I think he deserved to be fired or not, something had to happen. And, you know, we talk about those Laker games and all that. Like, that Pacers game was the most damning one of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They quit. I can't envision. Like, if you had told me, man, these guys quit on Mike Brown at some point. Mm-hmm. If you told me that when Mike was hired, I'd be like, oh. That's like that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me today, hey, at some point this year, these players are going to quit on Doug Christie, I'm going to call you a liar.
Yeah.
I'll call you a straight up liar. That's not happening.
It could happen, but I can't even fathom that.
Right.
Well, Mike Brown, and we don't know these things, but Mike Brown was, he wasn't the, but he was a problem. He was a problem with his lack of coaching. One thing that I wish Willsy was around, we could talk about it more, but you talk about that record in late games. I wonder what it was last year. I really don't know. And if we got another minus 500 late game, like that's where, to me, the way I look at it, that's where the coaching comes into play.
Mm.
Your late game execution, being able to get things done. And if for the last year and a half, they weren't good late in games, that's on Mike Brown.
Matt George set to join us coming up about 30 minutes or so. We'll talk more Kings basketball. We'll talk a little bit about the college football playoff. Of course, the Sugar Bowl is going on right now due to the just horribly tragic situation that happened in New Orleans yesterday. We'll talk a little bit about the actual games that took place and the format as well. Plus, more Kings talk. Phone lines open for you, 916-909-1320. Stealing with KC. Thrilled to be back with you here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Poor guys. Cope.
Did they let Sting go home yet?
Yeah, I think they let.
Oh man,
they let Sting go home.
Oh man, Sting still.
Oh, well, that reminds me. Right now, I saw an earlier tweet says Ric Flair says he got one more match left in him.
I saw that. Like,
come on, man.
Someone said throw him in there with Jacob Fatu.
I think he, honest to God, just wants to die in a wrestling ring.
Honestly.
Like, he's been near death.
Maybe
so
this
many
heart
times.
Attack we won't fake or something.
Yeah, like, just whatever, man.
Yeah, man, it's, foot on my foot, too.
Wrestling's either cool or it's just really weird. There's no in between.
I can't wait for Monday, though. I'm excited.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
we'll,
we'll be on KSFM, but I'm going to link up the iPad and
we tapping in.
Send it to the screen, see what happens.
Looks like CM Punk is about to beat Seth Rollins. Here's Not Like Us.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, UNC versus Baylor isn't going to get on the TV that night.
Not on Monday.
Did you feel... I guess maybe because maybe like Jordan playing for the Wizards, I had blocked out the time going to Spike and TNN. But I got a little nostalgic when I saw USA's goodbye video to Monday Night Raw. I was like, oh, damn. Well,
that's pretty cool.
This is 20, 30 years?
No, it's longer than that. No, they were on...
93, so it's about 30 years.
But that's Raw. I mean, and that's obviously that's what they were focused on. But primetime aired before that, starting in like the mid '80s. That went for probably 7 years, maybe. And then Raw starts in '93, and they only went to TNN for what, a couple years.
Then they went right back
to USA.
When was Spike?
TNN and Spike are the same thing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So they went to TNN, which, if I remember correctly, meant the Nashville Network. And then that's when they are like, no, we're going to be a man station. And so they became Spike TV. And then Vince gave the okay to Dana White. Dana White should thank the WWE because they went to Vince and said, hey, we have this idea. You know, for a show that we want to air after yours, we think it'd be the perfect lead-in called The Ultimate Fighter. Mm-hmm. The Ultimate Fighter changed UFC forever.
Yeah.
And it had that great lead-in from Raw. It did great even at, you know, 10 o'clock or whatever time it aired. And, yeah, they lived on Spike forever, I think. I think they still have a relationship with Spike.
There was a point where you could catch Monday Night Raw, maybe catch The Rock or whoever that night, and right after that, Kenny Caraway on Pros versus Joes.
Well,
kicking Chris Mullins' ass.
True story.
I love Pros versus Joes. This show, like, obviously I have fun, but I just like that show. And then,
you get residual checks every time Pros versus Joes is mentioned.
I wish
the Joes never won once, right?
No, they won the last one.
Oh, they did
football against
you. Michael guys came pretty close.
Yeah, we should have won. There's a ringer in there, but the original Pros versus Joes was hella funny because, like, when the year I did it. It was like they kind of switched the format. They're like, all right, we want to get kind of competitive. But like the first one, it would be guys like Securing the Bagley talking crazy about De'Aaron Fox. And then he'd have to actually go out there and guard him. It just looked like a fool. And they, when they get him football too, they do like Oklahoma drill with like Jerome Bettis and this guy that's been talking.
I think I saw some poor guy got lined up with Ricky Williams and he almost got sent to the hospital.
Oh, man.
They used to destroy these people. That had a shelf life too, because after like three seasons, it's like, all right, I'm done seeing this. But yeah, that was a cool show. I enjoyed it.
Oh no, Drew Downs saying bring back the man show. I don't know what that is.
What is that?
That was Corolla and the wasn't it Corolla and somebody
not the doctor.
Else. No, because that was a different show. Yeah,
isn't that Loveline?
Loveline. But I thought Corolla had a show that was on the man show. Never watched.
I'm not sure that I'm comfortable Googling that. So tell me.
What channel was that on again?
Just tell me. Aldrin J talking about if you know, you know. Well,
I don't want to know then. Fine, that's all I need to know at that point.
Go ahead then. they said it was Jimmy Kimmel and Corolla. Wow, I do not remember this for some reason.
I never watched the show. I just remember Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla was on all those type of shows. Like The Man Show.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost done with Lost, by the way. Got about a season and a half.
Okay.
The middle of season
four. How are you feeling?
Now we're getting the flash forwards of when they're off the island. Yeah.
So the one thing that I'll maintain about that show is that season, and I don't know the number, but the season where it ended and you thought they were having flashbacks, but you realized they were having flash forwards was spectacular.
Okay, yeah.
That was awesome. That, I think, was one of the best endings to a season of a TV show I'd ever saw.
Yeah, so it's starting to hit up.
They did this pull-up thing where you think this is a flashback, and then they meet each other, and it's the girl from the island.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Yo, what is this? Like, and then you had to wait, you know, half a year for the next season to come out.
That reminds me of one of the great... Okay, y'all gotta hear me out here. I understand that y'all might not know or you may not understand.
Yep.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But... one of the great moments I've seen, this is going to sound crazy.
Yep.
One of the great moments I've seen in movies is, I think it was Moonlight, one of the Breaking Dawn Twilight things, where they basically did something like that. One of the powers that one of the enemies had was they could see into the future. So they just said, like, all right, something happened. People got killed, da 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 da. It was just a massacre, right? And somebody gets their head chopped off.
You said this was Moonlight?
Yeah, Moonlight.
It's not Moonlight.
Doesn't sound like Moonlight.
It's not Moonlight.
What's the? Because there's three of those movies. It's Breaking Dawn, Twilight, and I thought the other.
You're talking about the. Okay, sir.
Oh, wait. You're on field seven. We're on field two over here.
Bro,
wait, you're talking about Twilight?
Twilight, Breaking Dawn.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not familiar.
Okay,
with
well, I can assure you it's not Moonlight. Moonlight is a very, very different movie.
Is Moonlight the one that won the Academy Award?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I don't remember what that was, but.
Did you ever see it?
Off?
No, I didn't see it. I remember it winning, though, but
okay.
I didn't see it.
Well, you guys should go watch it.
But. That was a fantastic scene. And I guess Twilight, Breaking Dawn, I don't know which one. It was the reason why I saw it is because it was like 2 weeks before Reese was born. And Jazz said, the one thing I want to do before I have this baby is I want to go see Twilight. And we went at like 10 p.m. and I took her to go see it. It was a good movie. It was a good movie. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
I don't think we've ever been more like off the same page in our lives doing the show.
Never. Well, he said Moonlight. Like,
and I was like, yeah, Moonlight was a great film. I was like, what do you got? And I was like, you said Moonlight. I was like, huh, what are we going to hate on you for Moonlight
for? So what's funny is he doesn't know what Moonlight's about. So when you're talking about a great scene in cinema, I'm like, where are you going with this?
Well, Moonlight, no, so Moonlight is there's a black dad and a son and something happened, right? Like something that got taken away or killed or something like that, right?
You're missing the overarching description of that movie. And so to go from The Man Show to Moonlight was a little... It was a little like, I don't know where Casey is going with this at all. So there's New Moon. I don't know what the other. I know. I've never seen a Twilight movie before.
Those are actually pretty solid. I don't know when I'll see it again. Well, it's always on TV. So Jazz stops and watches whenever it's on. But
Twilight was a movement when I was in middle school.
Eclipse
might have been the third one. That's what it was. Yeah. I was going to tell you guys, I thought about this because I haven't watched The Office. I'm not going to lie to you. But I have
everyone
been heavy.
Knows that.
I have been heavy on Snowfall.
What season are we on?
We're on season four.
Okay.
And I thought, I'm sure it gets better and everything works out. I thought they could have ended it with that last episode of season three.
Yeah.
So season
spoiler alert.
Refresh my memory.
Season three, they started off in an alternate universe for Franklin, where he goes to college.
Right.
If they would have flipped that as to how he got, like, a real life and how he got into the game, I thought that would have been fantastic. Fantastic.
Okay.
But they didn't. And they kept going. Season four is fine.
The ending of Snowfall is... It's flawless.
I'm not liking how you're not liking the show.
I like it.
No, you're not liking it enough. This is one of the greater shows of all time.
I like Snowfall a lot. It's a good show. It's a really good show. I'm enjoying it.
Is there a show you love?
Yeah, maybe that's the thing.
The Wire. You love The Wire. Okay.
That, and so
do you love anything else besides The Wire?
Maybe that's what Jesse is hearing, because I've always heard the two compared. And I'm like, Snowfall is good. Well, it's not that, but it's really, really good.
The Wire, nah. I would have never compared those two.
Well, you know, they just do it because it's drugs.
Drugs and black people. No, I know.
But I
but it's just like you compared Force to Wire season two. It's because it was drugs and white people. So it's fine. Only thing Force didn't have were boats.
That's it. That's it. Snowfall is dope, though. I'm enjoying the show. The one thing that is a little frustrating is they keep going back to my man. And I know it's part of the story, but it's like,
That doesn't change.
It doesn't change.
I kind of felt the same way too, but
it's like I keep kind of forcing storylines.
I felt
you gotta have more than one
partner lady.
Huh?
I thought the partner lady was a lot. Yeah. I don't have any problem with Oso.
He's cool. I just got to the point where they killed the police chief. And that was crazy. That was a crazy little. First, how the police chief did what he did, and then how they went back and got him. That was crazy. It's a good show. I enjoy it. I don't know. Probably about in the next month, I'll probably finish it.
Like I said, always say, when you get to the tiger, just push through it.
Yeah, just get through. There's a little stretch that you got to get through.
Like, oh, wait, this is what Jesse was talking about. Let's keep watching them.
It's kind of like every great show gets to the end is near moment and everything sucks until the final season. It happened with The Sopranos. It happened with Entourage. It happened with...
Happened. I love Entourage, too, by the way.
Yeah, but there was also a stretch where it's like, what is this?
It's time to get out.
And then they use the last season to tie everything up in a nice little bow and everybody goes home happy and...
I feel like
The Sopranos.
Was
I thought the final season of The Sopranos was brilliant.
I hadn't seen The Sopranos. That's one that I ain't even gonna lie to. I don't know if I'll ever see The Sopranos.
Was it the third season of Atlanta when they're in London?
Yeah.
See, that felt like they ran out of stuff to do for me.
Yeah. Donald was like, I'm done.
Yeah, Donald knew he was done.
Because they did a season four too, right? Or was it just the season three?
I thought it was just three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And felt like Donald might have been contractually obligated to do season three.
Well, the thing with those episodes, though, is they're kind of like, all right, he wants us to think. So you have to sit down with like a pen and a paper, like, okay, what does this mean? Okay. Who's that guy again? Oh, is this a...
It's like the Jordan Peele movies now?
Yeah.
Well, look, Donald Glover had like at least three episodes that pertained to nothing.
Oh, absolutely nothing. Yeah.
They were just standalone episodes.
Yeah. Those are the ones people love the most.
Yeah.